So that starts quite a journey. It did for me anyway. Because it started a journey in which my object was to get high, was to get out of my suit. It was to get out of my physical, psychological identities, which felt extremely limited. And I would get incredibly free and high and clear and in love. I'd go to India and I'd sit in the temple or in meditation and I would get so high. I mean, light was pouring out of my head and I was some combination of the pure mind of the Buddha and the heart of the Christ, which for a Jewish boy is not bad, you know, and I was really like... I'd be out there, you know, and I come back to the States and I go to visit the family. And my father would say a simple thing like, you got a job. See, and I'd crash. See, and I'd say, can't go home, brings me down. And I began to have a whole list of things that brought me down. I mean, cities brought me down, money brought me down, politics brought me down. And I found myself, interestingly enough, wearing a new kind of a suit. It was like, I'm very high. Don't get near me. I'm very high. Okay. Okay. And something felt wrong about it. I mean, I loved being out there in La La Land. I mean, it was, ooh, wow, phew, oh, I mean, you go out or in or up or down, there's no space, that's all phony, but you go wherever you go, that's another plane of consciousness, which is right here actually, and you look around and everybody's mishpacha, everybody's the family, everybody's, that's Sanskrit, that's all right, that's everybody's sisters or brothers. Or if you go out far enough, you look and there's only one of us in drag. I mean, appearing to be many, there's only... And you really see it. You experience the oneness of things. And it's so connected and so beautiful. So that when you come back down into your separateness, the pain is incredible because you once again feel that feeling of being cut off. See, along our way of evolution, we've developed certain powers or siddhis. One of them is this prehensile thing. Then when we got beyond that, we got to these prefrontal lobes. And those give us the choice. We can remember, plan, analyze, cognate. We can be analytic, linear, etc. And that's the major instrument for the spacesuit control mechanism. That allows you to survive on Earth. The problem with the intellect, however, is that it doesn't allow you to escape from dualism. That is, it always thinks about something. So it always takes an object. So as long as you identify with your thinking mind, you are always one thought away from where the action is. You're always thinking about it or looking at it. You're always in that one thought away from life. And you experience that you are cut off by being in your mind. And there is a quality that is starving in an individual that is locked in their mind. So when you move to another plane of consciousness, which is no longer controlled by your intellect, which is really a subsystem, and you move into the metasystem, what you feel at that moment is, subjectively in the universe, you feel like you are the universe, or you feel merged with it, or you feel fully in the moment, thick with the moment. And that richness is so fulfilling It's interesting. It just is. You can be it. The minute you try to know it or experience it, you go back into dualism again. But you can be the thickness of the moment. Now, because I had been so, felt so trapped by my body and my personality, and was so unhappy in all of that, my job, it seemed, was to push away those things. And I tried a number of techniques, like renunciation. I figured if I just renounced all of it enough, it would go away. All I did was end up a horny celibate. It's like giving up smoking, like I haven't smoked in 4 years, 2 months, 3 days, and 22 minutes. Like, personal die from non-smoking. It didn't work. Because if you push something away, it still got you. You're busy not doing it. Not doing it.